With Montana News, I'm Edward O'Brien. The moratorium on major new coal leases on federal land that the Obama administration announced today is either long overdue or the latest offensive in the ongoing war on coal. That depends on whom you ask. Chuck Deneau falls into the latter category.
What this really is part of an attempt to simply stop mining coal on federal land in the West.
Deneau speaks for the coal advocacy group Count on Coal Montana and doesn't like the moratorium on leases until the government completes a comprehensive review. Interior Secretary Sally Jewell wants to find out whether fees charged to mining companies provide a fair return to American taxpayers. Former Montana Revenue Department Director Dan Bucks says they clearly don't.
About 90% of the coal leases have only a single bidder. It's a non-competitive process. It's no wonder that the bonus payments that are made to acquire a lease do not attain fair market value standards.
The government collects a 12.5% royalty on the sale price of strip-mined coal. The money is then split between the federal government and the state where the coal was mined. Coal companies also pay a $3 annual fee for each acre of land leased. Critics say that not only are coal companies shortchanging the American taxpayer, but that the entire process lacks transparency. Count on Coal's Chuck Deneau calls these arguments a red herring.
What they're really saying is we want to keep it in the ground. We don't want to dig any coal. And Montana taxpayers should be very concerned about that because half of those federal coal royalties come back to the state and fund our schools and our infrastructure, our law enforcement, et cetera. On a biennial basis, it's about $40 to $50 million.
Deneau says today's announcement is only the most recent attack on the coal industry.
From the Clean Power Plan to another proposal at the Department of Interior to change how coal royalties are calculated, that rule to us looks like it's intended to more immediately stop federal coal mining.
Former State Revenue Director Dan Bucks sees less threatening implications of pausing new federal coal leases because
it leaves in place all of the existing leases, which are projected to cover coal production on average for the next 20 years. And also, it protects the ability to lease where necessary to maintain existing operations.
Bucks says this comprehensive review of the federal coal program is only one piece of a complicated puzzle. He hopes President Obama keeps his promise to invest in communities that are dependent on production of fossil fuels,
so that they have opportunities going forward as energy markets and energy production changes.
Presidents Richard Nixon and Ronald Reagan also ordered reviews of the federal coal program. Coal leasing moratoriums were a part of both reviews. For Montana Public Radio, I'm Edward O'Brien.